Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Welcome to Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. We'll be with you for the next 25 minutes. And today I begin with the conclusion of the budget speech as delivered by the Honorable Prime Minister Dr. Keith Mitchell, stating what he proposed would happen in the coming year. But I love the conclusion. Thought it was very brilliantly executed as he pulled together the entire budget, letting us know what his intentions are when it comes to the growth and development of Grenada Caracou and PD Martinique. I share with you the conclusion. Following that, I have already in studio Mr. Timothy Antoine, who is permanent secretary in the Ministry of Finance. He would share with us his thought about the budget and other things he have to talk to us about. Their CDB have in store for us and some other information. Here now is the conclusion of the budget speech from the Honourable Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Mitchell.
In conclusion, Mr. Speaker, 33 months ago, a great cloud of hopelessness hung over this nation. That cloud, Mr. Speaker, is gone and will never return. Today, Mr. Speaker, the bright rays of hope are all in view. The seeds sown by our shared sacrifice are now beginning to yield a wonderful harvest. Fiscal turnaround, sustained economic growth, rising employment, and increasing opportunities. The presentation, Mr. Speaker, and the accompanying pictures are powerful stories of resilience, recovery, and results. Your hard-working government, Mr. Speaker, is delivering. So when we spoke earlier about over 3,500 new jobs being created, we were not just reporting a number, as some people speak to all the time. It's not about numbers. We are speaking, Mr. Speaker, about real people whose lives have been impacted positively. We are keenly aware, Mr. Speaker, that still more people await delivery. But as we have said, we will deliver. And it is not a mere idle slogan for construction worker in Paradise, St. Andrews, who 4 years ago, because the job sites had become idle, was in trouble with his mortgage. He has since found work and is back on schedule with his mortgage. He doesn't lose his house and his family anymore. For the temporary teacher who has been in the system in the last 5 years and more and is only just able to access a loan to build a house because she is now regularized. For the over 100 workers who are employed at the Silver Sands Resort already and more coming. Are the hundreds of trained young people at Clare Harbor and Sandal Sales and Marketing Center. And the many others from River Sally in the north to Grandance Valley in the south who are working, looking for work and finding work, Mr. Speaker, your hard-working government is delivering. For the public servants whose paychecks are now on time, not 10 days in a new month. For the small contractors who are finally getting paid, and many suppliers who finally receiving payments for services provided by the previous government, your hard-working government is delivering. For the doctors at the General Hospital who, after a hard day's work serving our people, can now relax in more comfortable quarters. For the long-suffering unemployed nurse, soon will finally find a way to practice a profession. For the current or future patient who can now rest assured that government is now working overtime to ensure that basic medications are provided and in regular supply, your hard-working government is delivering. Mr. Speaker, unlike others who talk a lot, Mr. Speaker, and do nothing, we talk less. In fact, we hardly talk. That's our problem. But we're doing a lot, Mr. Speaker. Indeed, Mr. Speaker, it is better to have a heart with fewer words than many words without a heart. Who the cap fit, let it fit. For the brilliant young people from Resource Union or Moran who are now studying in Morocco or China or Cuba, for whom those opportunities would not have been possible otherwise, for the little boy Harry in Dudmar St. David's, who can now attend school regularly because of the transportation and uniform allowance that he is receiving, your hard-working government is delivering. For the relocated residents of Subis, who are no longer compelled to feel vulnerable and exposed to rising sea levels, your hard-working government is delivering. For the scores of small business people who, because of the hand-up through the expanded small business assistance program, that do not have to accept handouts anymore. And for all these people and more, these are not just the much-needed paychecks. They have had their dignity restored. For the 3,000 young people and more this year that now have greater skills and greater self-esteem and hope, they have had the trajectory of their lives change through participation in the MANI program. They understand, Mr. Speaker, that as difficult as today is, these are far better times than yesterday, Mr. Speaker. But most importantly, Mr. Speaker, they can hope for a better tomorrow. In this period of growth, our strongest currency is hope. That's why, Mr. Speaker, we can say today that hope lives and more hope is on the way. Your hard-working government is delivering. Mr. Speaker, as a nation, we have faced great odds, but we have made great strides. And we are fortified by the words of the Holy Scriptures found in Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 37, and I quote, "Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is through Christ who loved us," unquote. And so, Mr. Speaker, we are marching on, determined to do better, to the lives of everyone. Our faith has sustained us and hope lives. God bless the beautiful people of Grenada, Carriacou, and Peterborough.
A call to all secondary schools.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? It is the Kong Dong on the Brain Bead Challenge 2016. Do not let it pass you by. The winner would be heading to Copenhagen, Denmark in the European Union June 29th to July 4th, 2016. Come be a part of Brain Bead 2016. You have been listening there to the conclusion of the budget presentation of the 2016 budget of the Honourable Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Mitchell, which I thought was very interesting, the way that he concluded. For a minute, I thought he was becoming a little preacher there for a minute. So, do it. Good afternoon to you.
Good day to you, day. Pastor Simon, and good day to all of our listeners.
Yeah, I know I was saying to myself, boy, when I listened to the conclusion, I thought, boy, that man, but he looked like he wanted to become a preacher and a politician.
Well, with God, all things are possible. Who knows?
You never know. But I really thought the budget was a very good budget. I think it was very balanced. And most of us, I think, were people looking for some tax in there. And as you indicated earlier, before the budget, there will not be, you think there will not be any taxes. And you were right.
Well, certainly, I think we've implemented the taxes over the last 2 years, a lot of them up front. And so at this stage in the program, it's not really about additional taxes. It's just about implementing well what we've already introduced. And so I suppose it was a relief that there were no additional taxes presented in the 2016 budget.
Well, I totally agree, and I'm happy that it wasn't, and I think now that we're ready to move forward in so many ways and then to get things going. Now, I understand you just returned to the country. Where were you and what were you there for, whatever the country is? I'm not sure where you were. Most of us don't know you, and we know that you are a man not hiding things from us, so we are asking you.
So, yes, I am happy to share. I was on official travel to Barbados to attend meetings at the Caribbean Development Bank.
Now, the development bank for which we are part of, because we have one here.
Yes, but the CDB, the Caribbean Development Bank, of course, is our leading development financing institution in the Caribbean, certainly for most of the Caribbean, especially for the OECS countries, because we are not members of the Inter-American Development Bank. So for us, the CDB is an extremely important regional institution, and we are very active members of the bank. So I was in Barbados for 2 days. The first day was for the board meeting. And that was Thursday, and then on Friday it was the meeting of contributors of the Special Development Fund. Now, the Special Development Fund is really the soft window of the bank, CDB. It's where you get the soft loans and you get grants. Grants, for example, which fund the Basic Needs Trust Fund. That is a special window in the CDB to do that. So we were discussing the Special Development Fund, the next cycle, where we have to get development partners, donors to contribute, and where the countries also make a contribution. So two very good days of successful meetings.
So, well, if it was successful, I think the question that most of us would ask now, what was approved by CDB for Grenada?
Good question. There were three projects approved for Grenada. The first is a line of credit for the Grenada Development Bank, $10 million. The second was an education project to deal with schools, $15 million. And then the third project was to support the legal aid and counseling clinic with psychosocial and psychoeducation services. And that was just under $200,000, and that's a grant. So just for those who don't know, I mean, the legal aid and counseling clinic is a household name in Grenada.
Yes.
It's been around for, I think, 28 years. Does very good work, and there are many needs. In fact, the global estimates indicate that 6 out of 10 women will experience some kind of domestic or sexual violence during their lifetime. 6 out of 10, that's 60% of women.
That's high.
That's high. And in Grenada, we know for a fact that we do have an issue with gender-based violence and even sexual violence. If you look at our court system and you look at the cases called, there's a very high number, more than we all find comfortable. Obviously, not one is acceptable, but we have quite a significant number that is of concern in terms of cases for rape and aggravated assault and sexual assault and that kind of thing. So we definitely have to tackle the issue of gender-based violence. And I should add, this is not just a woman's issue. This is a men also.
Well, yes, someone that goes to
reason. Yes. So it's not just women and girls. It's also boys and men in some instances who are also the subject of domestic violence, which is why domestic violence is now a crime in Grenada. But in addition to that, the Sustainable Development Goals, I think it's goal number 5, actually speaks to the issue of eliminating violence against women in all forms, whether they're public or private. So this is not just a woman's issue. This is a development issue. This is a human rights issue. But really and truly, as a nation, I think we're getting more and more involved in tackling this question of gender-based violence. And I know the Ministry of Social Development has been working with Legal Aid Counseling and other partners to address this scourge in our society.
Now, going back to the line of credit, could you tell us more about the line of credit for Grenada Development Bank? Because you can talk about the $10 million, what will that be used for, and for the $15 million about the schools. Could you further explain that for us?
Sure, happy to. On the line of credit for the Grenada Development Bank, $10 million US, $27 million EC. That is to help with housing. There's a big demand for housing. You would know GDB launched its special housing program for public officers in September, and the uptake has been very, very significant. In fact, they're almost out of money. So this money is very timely, this additional approval, to ensure that GDB is in a position to continue to make loans and help not just public servants, any Grenadian who qualifies, obviously, to be able to actually have a home, to build a home or purchase a home and so on. It's very important, housing. So that's part of it. The second part of it has to do with support for the productive sectors, tourism, agriculture, services, yes? Where, of course, we want to grow the economy, small businesses and so on. And so there is going to be support for that. The third area is support for student loans. It's very important. We have to invest in our student. We have to invest in our youth. Rather, education is a long-term investment. And to take people out of poverty and to transform our economy, one of the things we must do is to continue to invest in education, relevant education for our nation. So GDB has long been regarded as a major institution for student loans. I myself benefited from a student loan. The very first loan that I took was a student loan. And I'm pleased to say I had, I think, 5 or 6 years to pay it back. I paid it back in 3.5, and I moved on. So I paid back my loan. And I encourage those who have student loans at GDB to pay their loan. Because the idea is you pay, others get an opportunity to borrow and to also get the education and pay back. It's a sort of revolving fund.
Right, because if you don't pay it, it means that somebody else will not have the money.
Correct. They will not get the chance. And you have to remember that a lot of our people are talented. They just need an opportunity. And, I mean, hopefully they get scholarships, but not everybody gets a scholarship. Yeah. In my case, I didn't get a scholarship initially. I had to go out on my own. And then at university, I did well, and I eventually got a scholarship to finish off. But my first year and a half, I actually had to get a loan. So we need to understand the value of these student loan programs and the necessity to pay back. Because there are some people in Grenada who are well in a position to pay back, who are not paying back, or have not paid back. And I hope their consciences speak to them. They need to pay GDB so that the nation's children, future children, can have an opportunity. So that's student loan. And in the other area I'd mentioned for the line of credit is the idea of supporting businesses for energy efficiency and renewable energy. So that's retrofitting for AC units, changing out LED lights, because the cost of business is made higher because of the cost of energy,
right?
Electricity. Even though it's fallen in recent time because of oil prices, but generally that has always been an issue in the private sector. So one of the things GDB is going to be doing is supporting businesses to be able to invest in renewable energy, whether it's solar PV or in EE, energy efficiency, whether that is retrofitting your AC units or changing out to LED fixtures, those sorts of things will reduce the cost of your bill and also will reduce our carbon footprint. And coming on the heels of the successful conclusion of COP21 in Paris, clearly we want to be continuing to do that. And I must make the point that GDP continues to play, is growing. It's growing in strength, it's growing in stature, it's growing in its impact. And at CDB, Grenada was commended the government for investing in GDB. You know, in the times past, GDB was there and
hopping along.
Yeah, you know, just limping along and so on, trying its best, but with very limited resources. What government has been doing, as you know, is to invest in GDB, supporting GDB,
yes.
And ensuring GDB continues to play a bigger and better role in our development at this particular time. So whether you look at the Small Business Fund, whether you look at the mortgage program, whether you look at the other things GDB has been doing in recent years, I think we all can say GDB has stepped up and is playing an increasingly important role. And that is why the CDB was pleased to unlend that money to GDB through government, or $10 million. So that's the line of credit.
Line of credit. And that also had to do with the education project.
Well, the education is separate. No.
Separate.
That's a separate
thing.
So,
well, tell us, explain to us further, because thought was the
no,
same.
No. The student loan is GDB. Right, education. Now, let's talk about education. $15 million to help with schools, reconstruction, rehabilitation, training for teachers, principals, and so on. I think we know after Hurricane Ivan, many of our schools, as a result of Hurricane Ivan, many of our schools were damaged significantly. And 11 years later, about 50-60% of our schools have been rebuilt, refurbished. But there are still schools that need help, that need to be restored, that need to be rehabilitated. And of course, some also need to be expanded, such as what we saw with GBSS. After being rebuilt, it was expanded recently with a technical wing. McDonnell College expanded as well with a technical wing. So, under this $15 million project at CDB, several schools are going to be rehabilitated or and improved. And just the list here: Grenada Seventh-day Adventist Comprehensive, J.W. Fletcher Catholic Secondary School, Bishop's College, which is in Karaku, St. Joseph Convent, St. George's, St. Joseph Convent, Grenville, Presentation Brothers College. So those are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 schools. Six schools that will get upgrades as a result of this project. In addition to that, the project will also provide for the design of other schools.
So new schools or?
Existing schools,
okay.
But one new. So there's going to be the St. Andrew's Anglican Primary School. That's going to be a design. That school ultimately has to be built. And a different location, the Grenada Christian Academy, and the St. Davis Catholic Secondary School. And I think we know recently work was done on the St. Davis Catholic Secondary School. Very good work to make it functional and really conducive for students learning. And we obviously, the school was open in September. But long term, the plan is, as I understand it, to relocate that school to somewhere in La Sagesse. Mm. So this project will provide for the designs. Not to build it at this stage, but the designs for building, and then obviously at a subsequent stage, funding will be raised for building once that is proceeding. The other thing that the project does, which is very important,
that's education.
That's the $15 million for education. Okay. That's not GDP. No, this is education specific. The training of teachers. At the end of the day, the government is concerned about raising the standard of our education system. Improving education outcomes. That includes proficiency in mathematics, literacy, it's English, and other reading and other areas. And to lift your education system, you have to lift your teachers. That's very clear. So the project provides for the training of 756 teachers, primary and secondary. You also have to have good leadership at the level of the schools. So there's training of principals, primary and secondary. I think there are 120 principals that will be trained. There is training for special needs teachers, because that's an area the government is paying increasing attention to, the issue of special needs for children, and training for special needs, children with special needs. And then also there'll be training for TAMCC and the Ministry of Education. So it's a combination of physical infrastructure as well as training and building capacity at the level of the Ministry of Education and the schools in general. So it's a very good project. Mm-hmm. And I want to commend the permanent secretary, the chief education officer, Perrin Johnson, and the other members of staff in the Ministry of Education who worked on this particular project with the CDB. And of course, the rest of the government, Ministry of Finance.
So that means you talk about construction. That means you have more persons.
You will have construction.
Construction.
You will have construction.
Okay. Finally, last week, your ministry had a special event. Tell us more about that special event. It was very special. So tell us about it.
Yes, yes. We had an event, a retirement gala. So this is for all the people who are retiring from the, have retired or will be shortly retiring, soon be retiring from the Ministry of Finance. Across the entire ministry, so that is customs, inland revenue, accounts, statistics, mm-hmm. all of the departments, divisions of the Ministry of Finance. The beauty about this was, first of all, the idea was by a member of staff. It didn't come from management per se. We of course supported it and ran with it once it was. But I like the idea of initiative of our staff. So they came forward with the idea. We agreed we should do it. We did it in the past sometime, but we hadn't done it for a while. They felt it was a good idea. We should sort of reintroduce it, and they set up a nice organizing committee. The committee was very diligent, very efficient, and we had a wonderful event attended by the Prime Minister, Minister Joseph, all the members of the management team, including myself, and of course the families, spouses, partners, and the retirees themselves. So it was a very nice evening, and. In fact, I think some of the pictures are on Facebook, the Ministry of Finance's Facebook page, so
okay.
You could check it out there. But we had a good time. And again, hats off to the organizing committee for a job well done. And the retirees really appreciate it. You see, very often in the public service, as I said when I gave my remarks, you know, it's a thankless job. You do the job. Even if you do it well, you very often don't get credit for it. When you do it badly, obviously, you get blows. But a lot of it is thankless, and you do it for the right reasons. You're a professional, you do it. So it's nice when somebody takes time to recognize your efforts. And that's what we did with those retirees. And I think they were very appreciative, very grateful that we took time. And again, to the retirees, thank you for your service to Grenada and the Ministry of Finance in particular, and happy retirement.
Well, thank you for the time come and spend here with us inside the finance. I must say, as we come to the end of the year, you have been here continuously giving us information, and congratulations to the Ministry of Finance for the diligent work you continue to do and the openness for which you are open to me to be able to come in and to be able to share with us, that we can share with the nation information that the Ministry of Finance traditionally don't normally share with the nation.
Well, thank you, and it's been a pleasure. And we're committed to continue to do just that.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. All right, Mr. Dwedjenton, thank you so much. This Christmas is in the air. I'm sure next week we'll sit and talk about the Christmas season and what is happening with that. But thank you again, and thank your staff for all the support that they have given to us to ensure that these programs succeed and the information was shared with our nation.
Thank you, and thank you for your partnership, because you have been very good in working with us to share with the nation what we're doing, and we're delighted to be able to share.
Wonderful. All right, folks, you heard that from Mr. Timothy Antoine, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance. It was a joy talking with him, and as always, and you can go on online and to our website, sgbcgrenada.com. The information is there, and we share it with you. Also, on the Ministry of Finance website is also there. I'm Pastor Stanford Simon. Thank you so much. May God bless you and keep you, and may you have a great and enjoyable week. Join us here next week at the same time. I'm sure coming to the end, Mr. Timothy Antoine, we can get Doc yet. We can get the Prime Minister, Honorable Prime Minister to come. I'm sure he looked like January. But I'm sure he's going to be back here to share with us just before Christmas. And tell you what, yeah, maybe wish you a Merry Christmas. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you again.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.